Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Waltham Buddhist Meditation Group. So for the first part, we'll be doing meditation. And I'll be leading the meditation instruction today. So I think before I give any instruction, just to give people a chance to come in, sometimes they come in for the next few minutes, we can just sit. And whatever instruction you have, you can just work with that or just sit and be in the space. And then we'll go from there. Blessing so that my mind may be one with the Dharma. Grant your blessing so that Dharma may progress along the path. Grant your blessing so that the path may clarify confusion. Grant your blessing so that confusion may dawn as wisdom. So tonight, I'll be going through briefly the mindfulness practice called shamatha, and that's the main practice that we begin with. But I will also introduce a second practice called awareness, or mindfulness actually with awareness. So we'll do the first part, and then there'll be some time to work with that, and then I'll introduce an additional practice. And in the second half, after walking meditation, you have the option of working with whatever practice you wish. So shamatha means peaceful abiding, and there we start with working with the body. So if you're in a chair, the main point is to sit upright, and you can sit with your back away from the chair if you're able to do that, with your feet flat on the ground. And if you're on a cushion, the main point is just to be upright, and as much as you can to notice that whether you're leaning forward or back, and also to pay attention to where your chin is. And you can notice that you could tuck your chin in but not tip your head down. So be aware of where that alignment is. The eyes are open and lowered in front, about 4 feet or so. And just rest without looking at anything. Just rest open. If at any point you feel really uncomfortable and you need to change your position, that's fine to do so. Just notice, pause, and then shift. And if you're on a cushion and your back is tired, you can take this position, which is called the resting position. So you can just rest your legs up and then just continue with your meditation practice. That allows your back to rest a bit if you need to do that. So it's fine to move if you need to move. The object of meditation is the breath. So the breath comes in. And on the out-breath, the attention goes out with the out-breath. And there's a gap at the end of the out-breath. Just ride out with that. If your mind wanders, then just come back to the breath. And there's no problem with mind wandering, it just does. We think all the time. But just notice and let go of the thought and come back to the breath. So those three parts, working with body, upright, that's the main point. Working with breath, the out-breath, just relax and let go. And working with mind, when we get distracted by thoughts and we notice, come back. So we'll practice together for a few minutes. like to give instruction in an additional meditation practice, which you can try. In this instruction, the gaze can be further out, still lowered, but maybe 6 to 8 feet further out, and the eyes are open. And the technique varies in that the attention is, there's some sense of space, so there's more sense of environment around you, and there's about 25% attention on the breath, and the rest of the awareness is just within the space. So you have a thread of connection to the breath and that mindfulness practice that you've been working with, but there's more sense of expansion into the environment. And as I said, your gaze is further out, so you're taking in more of the room. So if your mind is really wild and you sit down to meditate at home, you might want to stick with the fundamental instruction of shamatha, with the gaze closer in and really working with your mind to keep coming back. But if you feel settled, you can work with extending your gaze and being more aware of the room, the space in the room, and even sounds if they arise. And in that case, if your mind wanders a bit, you come back to the space. So there's more openness in that practice. So if you like to try that, you can do that. Or you can stick with the mindfulness practice that was first taught.